This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, what actually happens when you edit code in your editor while a background agent is running in the same workspace?
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
The small edit you make in a file while an agent is still running, fixing a typo you just spotted, renaming a local variable, adding a quick log line, happens because you were sitting right there watching it work, and the fix takes 4 seconds. It feels completely harmless. Two of your lines against the agent's 100 lines.
You assume you are saving time or keeping the repository clean.
But you are making changes to a workspace that the background agent believes it owns entirely by itself.
And when that harmless edit meets a workspace the agent thinks it owns alone, resolve rates on SWE Bench Verified fall 7.7 percentage points on average across 9 models.
That drop comes from the SWE Touch benchmark, published August 3rd, 2026, by Yu Chao Tan, Kang Lu, and colleagues, right?
Right. And what happens when that edit meets the agent is that resolve rates on SWE Bench Verified fall 7.7 percentage points on average across 9 models. Not because the fix was wrong, but because the agent finished and reported success with the human's conflicting code still sitting in the file.
So it doesn't crash or throw a merge conflict error?
That is the part worth sitting with. The agent does not crash, it does not flag a conflict, and it does not ask a clarifying question. It just says, done. It gives you a green checkmark, even though the code is actually broken.
Of the 526 runs SWE Touch tracked that flipped from solved to unresolved after a mid-run edit, 63.3% ended in what the paper calls retained conflict. The agent finished its plan and never reread the file region the user touched. What about the rest of those failed runs? Another 13.9% ended in incorrect replacement. The agent actually noticed the user's edit, deleted it, and installed the wrong fix in its place.
So different models have entirely different failure modes when interrupted.
The taxonomy is model-specific, which is the tell that this isn't one bug, but a spectrum of bad manners. Minimax M2.7 ends more than 70% of its newly failed runs in retained conflict, ignoring the user outright.
Well, Claude Opus 4.8 goes the opposite direction.
Claude Opus 4.8 shows only 17.2% retained conflict, but 37.9% incorrect replacement. It notices the change and overwrites it anyway. Same interruption, opposite failure mode, same green checkmark at the end.
And every major coding tool is now pitched on this exact overlap, continuing, not stopping for it. Cursor's changelog advertises always-on cloud agents that build, test, and ship code while you keep working.
And GitHub's Copilot CLI shipped a /rewind command this month, whose entire purpose is restoring an agent's changes while preserving subsequent edits, a feature that only makes sense if maintainers assume you will keep typing.
And there is real data showing developers actually work like that. SWE Touch's own analysis of the SWE chat session dataset found repository changes attributed to the user in 59.9% of sessions.
Plus, SWE Chat's own paper separately reports that users push back against agent outputs through corrections, failure reports, and interruptions in 44% of all turns.
So if you kick off a background agent and keep editing in your IDE, your own two-line fix can turn its final done into broken code, with nothing in the diff marking that line as the cause.
Yet the resolve rates every vendor quotes are measured in the solo condition, with no human touching the repository, the inverse of that 59.9% figure, so roughly 41% of real sessions, on SWE Touch's own numbers.
And a recent scoreboard comparison showed that benchmarking in the solo condition produces rankings that drift with whatever condition happens to be measured.
It matters to be precise about what SWE Touch actually proves here, because the paper is careful about it even where headline numbers are not.
Their interventions were engineered, correct? Edits validated so the user's patch alone fails tests, the reference patch alone passes, and the two together still fail.
Averaging 7.7 lines, and injected right as the agent reaches that code. real developers fixing a typo are not trying to sabotage the agent with an adversarial patch.
What the session data actually establishes is that users modify the repository mid-run at scale, not that ordinary edits are adversarial in the way Sui Touch's tests are.
Right. The honest claim is that the 7.7-point drop is an upper bound on a real mechanism, the agent's failure to reinspect a shared workspace, not a field estimate of how often your keystrokes break code.
The authors concede that limit directly, explaining that they deliberately used region-triggered controlled counter edits to support matched comparisons and interpretable attribution, characterizing robustness to controlled, simulated task conflicting edits, rather than the full distribution of collaborative user behavior.
Which brings us to the counterargument that capability blunts the effect. The paper's own numbers show Claude Opus 4.8 lost only 1.8 points, and GPT 5.5 lost 1.3, both near noise.
While the collapse concentrates in cheaper open-weight models, like Qwen3 Coder 480B, down 16.5 points.
That winds up with SWE Together's finding, from a separate benchmark of interactive sessions, that stronger agents generally achieve higher final success rates while requiring fewer interventions.
That is solid evidence that capability, not the mere presence of a human, does most of the work. So on frontier models, working alongside an attentive user, the concurrency pitch mostly holds up.
On frontier models, yes. But on everything else, the cheaper models now embedded in free tiers and default plans, the same build while you keep working pitch asks the model to do the one thing its scorecard never checked it could do.
To notice you.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.